The one. I think you're the only. Well, you're not the one and only because you're actually a junior.
I am a junior, yeah.
All right, so.
The second.
So wait, and only second. We got Rodolfo, a.k.a. Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
I'm going to make a lot of dads unhappy when I say, I really hate it when you name your kid after yourself. I'm sorry. Like, stop being so self-centered. You didn't do that much off that. Okay?
What if you have a fire name, though?
That's one thing. Then keep it for yourself. Like, stop sharing that, okay? Like, I'm sorry. Like, more women should name girls after themselves. Like, they did more work than the guy did. The guy enjoyed every second of it.
Well,
the woman, she goes through, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, 10 months of growing a baby inside you. And you name the kid after yourself. That's completely self-centered. Sorry, gentlemen out there who named a kid after yourself, I'm sorry, but I hate y'all.
Well, I kind of want to name my kid after myself so I can just nickname
Brad? No, we don't need Brad. No, we don't need Brad out there. Change it up a little.
Well, I want to nickname him BJ. No.
Don't set him up for failure in life either.
All right, okay.
You know? So I'm sorry if you were named after your dad, too, and you're a junior. Like, you should resent your dad a little bit, I feel.
I actually love my dad, okay. So, yeah.
All right.
Also got Statman Brad, a.k.a. BJ in the building,
a.k.a. the unwanted son.
Yeah! All right. Gang's all here. Feels good to be back, as always. Yo, if you're not following us at TBP, not a game, I don't know what you're doing. You get a little inside peek at what we're doing behind the curtains here. You can check us out. We're live right now on Instagram, so make sure you get on Instagram. You shoot us a follow, and you know what? We'll boost your little following as well. We'll shoot you a follow back. And I might add, you can win some stuff like Morgan did last week when she won a 50 $50 gift card to our friends over at Fifth Street Steakhouse. Shout out to Morgan. Shout out to everyone who's participated so far and entered these contests. We got another giveaway for you guys this week. We got $25 more towards Parkside coming at you this week. The giveaway will start tonight, and we will announce the winner next Monday. So make sure you go to TBP, not a game. Follow the instructions. I'll be posted shortly after the show. And win yourself some free gift cards, y'all. I mean,
you haven't done anything for it.
It takes 5 seconds. Yeah. You tag a friend. Yeah. All you got to do.
And the thing is, too, like, we're not that popular, so there's not that many comments that go on there.
So the chances of winning are high.
You have a good chance of winning it.
Yeah, there was 40 entries last week, and let me tell you, some of y'all... I see you.
Doubling up. Yeah. I like it. Oh. Double dipping.
Yeah.
Double dippers.
And you know what? Yeah. We're going to count those from now on.
Hey, let's go.
You put in more work. I should reward y'all instead of punishing you.
Well, just make sure there's other tags within and not the same people.
You have to tag someone, but you could tag infinite people.
Yeah.
And that'll be entered from now on.
But so, the person you tag in the one that we pick is the one you have to go to dinner with.
That's true. You have to. Stipulations.
So tag the right people, okay?
Yeah. Absolutely. Make sure whoever you're tagging you actually want to go to dinner with. Shout out to our man TJ Hudson who tagged my girlfriend in the last.
And another shout out. Happy birthday to TJ.
Yeah. Big shout out to TJ. Happy birthday, you old man.
He really tapped into like my disdain for birthdays when he had told me it was his birthday today, so I was kind of forced to say happy birthday to him to his face. It was really awkward because, like, I know me. If you have to tell me it's your birthday on that certain day, you're not going to usually get a happy birthday from me because, like, it's forced.
Yeah.
And as someone whose birthday I experience every year just like everyone else, I don't want a forced happy birthday from you.
Agreed.
If you know it's my birthday... Yes.
By all means,
happy birthday.
Yes. Yes. If you're giving me an IG shout out at 7 p.m., I know for a fact.
Whoa, yeah.
I just saw everyone else post about your birthday.
It's not needed at that point in time.
Yeah.
It's not. No,
I got
it. So, what's the cutoff? What is the cutoff? Was that like one?
It's got to be before the afternoon, I should
say.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, what if you work?
If you work, okay. But, like, I know who you are. And if I know your work schedule and you work regular 9 to 5, and you're shooting me a
phone, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, most people can check their phone during work, even if they're not technically allowed to. Most people do.
Yeah, I would say there's no job out there that can truly keep everyone off their phone.
Maybe like scuba divers.
Yeah, they maybe there you go. Yeah. Underwater welders, you know, they don't have the ability to check their phone. Watch it. They have like an Apple Watch. It's like, you know, that's all they got these days.
Do. Yeah.
They're flipping through Instagram on their Apple Watch.
Oh, snap, a shark.
IG, I'll be back. Hold on.
Yo, so once again, make sure you follow us, TBP, Not a Game, on Instagram. Follow us, we'll follow you back. Like I mentioned, we got a lot of, we got some sports, we got some goofiness, we got all sorts of fun stuff to get into.
It's going
to
be an interesting show just in general because Rudy and I have just recently come from our business's picnic, luncheon picnic right now, company picnic. And at that picnic, we're not ourselves. To say it in the least, completely, 100% there.
Different.
We're different. 100%.
Yes.
I'm not 100% sober. I'm like 85% sober, 15% really messed up. So it's like that number's being very generous to my sober side too. So yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for
them.
Sharing that with our listening audience. So if the show sucks,
you know why?
Yeah, it's because Derek and Rudy.
Or if you really like it, those.
Then it's because Derek and Rudy.
Yeah.
So, you can blame it on the alcohol, you know what I mean?
Shouts to Jamie Foxx.
Hey. All right, let's get into the NBA playoffs. A lot of stuff happened this past week, and there's a lot of places I can start, but the question I wanted to ask, and I think I know the answer from Derek's perspective, but are y'all watching? And the reason I ask is obviously ratings are hurting. Brad came in while I was bartending yesterday, and I was like, I got to change it to Game 7. And he goes, Game 7 of what?
Solid question right there.
And I was like, what do you mean? Luka? Kawhi?
It was probably the best series right now out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Out of the first round, but that's saying a lot.
Was it the only one that went to 7?
I believe so,
I think it was.
I mean, I will say I haven't been watching, naturally. But I, you know, I have work and whatnot, and it's, when it's all in the work in the background, I'll be paying attention to it and whatnot.
Glance here and there.
But again, this season has been very. I've been very unattentive. Just the team that I've been rooting for is one that I just have very no love for. There's not a whole lot of love for it whatsoever. There's not a whole lot of connection to it for me this year, and I'm very removed from it. And ergo, it's easy for me to not pay attention to the season. And I'm honestly watching a lot more baseball than I ever have been, which is kind of crazy for me. So.
Well, I will say, so I don't know if we talked about this on air, but something I've heard, and I can't argue it at all, and it's made the most sense to me out of anything. Now, obviously, ratings for just about everything are down across the board, right?
Because
we're watching just about everything on demand. Our generation no longer, for the most part, is flipping through channels, right? The only thing that really brings... ratings is and his appointment television is live sports.
Yeah, what used to be.
Right.
What used to be. Yeah.
Right.
Now, even that's not even bringing in the people.
And it's hard to calculate how many people out there are on shared apps. Like Rudy, I use Rudy's YouTube television for all my TV, which shout out to YouTube TV. It's by far the best viewing experience.
Yeah, that's a great platform.
Yeah, because you can take it mobile and you can literally watch
anywhere.
Your TV. Mobile.
Unlike, I mean, I will say every streaming network requires that these days. I could watch my Xfinity on my phone.
Oh, you can now.
I could, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I
mean, that wasn't... Like,
yeah.
You can watch just like normal TV.
Just like normal... I can watch all my channels on there.
See, that was my issue with Xfinity previously, is I would have to sign in to my NBC... Sports
app. Oh, yeah, just be able to watch that. I can watch the NBC on my actual Xfinity app now. So shouts to the app. Their game has stepped up.
All right. Well, then shouts to you, Xfinity, and sorry for the slander.
I mean, I don't want to give, like, I want to say, like, I'm propping up Xfinity. Like, yeah, I love Xfinity. No, I still hate all of them.
Yeah.
They're all so trash, and the fact that we still have to go through them all is
agreed.
But that's beside the point. I don't want to seem like I'm, like, an Xfinity, you know,
enthusiast.
Dick Cheney writer, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a Dick Cheney writer over here, okay?
That's fair. But, so that's part of it, right? We're watching in different ways. It's pretty difficult to track the people that are streaming and all that kind of stuff that are doing it illegally. But in general, I think this past season there's been some indifference, especially to the NBA's regular season. And obviously, huge numbers for Lakers-Warriors play-in game.
That was their biggest one they've had.
Yeah, and that was a great game, so it makes sense. But and you have two of the biggest stars, LeBron versus Curry. There's obviously a rivalry. They've met in three different finals. So.
I think that's kind of what it was essentially, was we had a brought back to a season and time that we were all so accustomed to prior to the pandemic. We saw Curry. We saw LeBron.
Yes.
And those are two names that have been in our finals for the past decade.
Yeah.
Legitimately. We haven't had a finals without either one of those two guys within the past, I think it was 2010.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was the time. So just the fact that we saw those two guys going at it in a one-game playoff. That's the thing that I think that made it too. It was one game to make or break it all, and those are always exceptional.
So you nailed it, and that's my point. Is there stakes attached, right? And someone, forgot who said it, but they were talking about just the players' indifference. If the players don't care about the regular season, why should I?
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's such a good point. And the problem is kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Because owners don't want to cut any home games because you're losing all the gate, you're losing all the revenue from people being in your stadium
that's
and spending money.
That's a lot of hot dogs right there.
That's a lot of concessions, beers, going to the merch beers. Store, yeah. all that. Yeah, the $20 beers. Well, we could talk about that another day, but that, oh.
We should riot in the streets for that. Like, if we're going to go riot in the streets for anything right now, it should be the fact that I have to pay $19 for a Modelo can, a 16-ounce pint of Modelo.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And there's only one stadium out of everyone, it's the Atlanta Braves. Falcons, where all their beers, all their food are super cheap.
Yep.
And they have a Chick-fil-A in their process there, too.
They
so,
do.
Oh, you can barely use it.
We can't go on Sundays.
Which is the craziest amazing. Thing ever.
But that speaks to the volumes of Chick-fil-A. Exactly. Our stadium is always open on Sunday, no matter what.
But
not for Chick-fil-A.
Nope.
And Chick-fil-A will still want you in there because we love you so much.
I appreciate the hustle, though.
That is shouts to the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, we're not backing down off
that. Yeah, we're not going to go off this Sunday. And, like, who doesn't love that? Always knowing you have Sundays off.
Yeah.
Knowing you have at least one day off a week.
That's huge.
It's money.
That's huge.
Especially Sundays.
Especially Sundays. It's the Lord's Day, okay? He rested on that day, too. We deserve it as well.
Agreed. But getting back to actual basketball that happened, it's like we all just forgot about Kawhi for
I mean, he's easy to forget about. He's a quiet guy. He's not someone that and he's like the polar opposite of LeBron James. Like, LeBron James is on one end of the spectrum of the
I need attention media. All the time. All
Kawhi
the time.
Kawhi is the other side of, like, don't even look at me. Like, I don't even want you to know that I exist. And but I'll make you know that I exist because I'm the best basketball player on the planet.
Yeah, Kawhi said arguably one interesting thing in his entire career. Okay, that was two interesting things. And the other one that became iconic because we rarely hear him talk is, "What it do, baby?"
Oh, that's right, yeah.
As I'm pretty sure he was rolling a blunt, allegedly.
Oh, 100%.
That just makes him more down to earth at that point in time. Yeah, it makes him more relatable.
But he's been an absolute beast in the playoffs. Last year, obviously, they had that collapse against the Nuggets.
It was the first time with playoff P. It's hard to realize how to react with playoff P inside your system. And when you have playoff P for the full year, you're like, okay, I have to go extra hard with playoff P on me.
I love that they're calling him Pandemic P now.
That's
just perfect.
That's the best name
for him. It's such a good nickname. But Kawhi just absolutely balled out. And Game 6 and Game 7, he reminded you of why some analysts were saying, is Kawhi the best player in the league? Because you saw he had two of the best two-way games you've seen in years. Just the rebounding, not even just the lockdown one-on-one defense, the rebounding, the way he can anticipate ball movement, the way he can anticipate where to be for a rebound and a putback, just incredible. And then, of course, offensively, he was on fire. Then you have Marcus Morris shooting 7-for-9 from three, which is always going to help you. So many of us, including myself, wrote the Clippers off after the first two games in L.A. And shout out to our man, Jordan Booth, a.k.a. DJ J-Pounds, who on the Rational Confidence pod, which you should go check out, talking about practice wherever you get your pods, he said over and over, and keep in mind, this is while his Clippers, he's the only real Clippers fan I know, or any of us know, he said over and over in that pod, if they can win two in L.A., we can win two in Dallas, and it's anyone's game. And he was right.
It's an even slate after that.
So. Now, was it rationally confident for him to think that they would come back and win? Absolutely. But that's what we do as fans, right? We overreact. We have either way too much confidence. I go the other way, and I just slander my team as soon as they do anything that I don't like, and I just feel like it's a personal attack on me and my life and my family. But
everyone that you know.
Yeah, he stayed true, and his Clippers move on and climb themselves out of the grave. And man, the jokes we were going to have for Pandemic P and how it was going to be, you know, the world is ending.
I mean, they needed to win that one. If they didn't win that one, Clippers fans probably would have, we had like a mass suicide on our hands because they feel like they all should have just done
all
it.
All six Clippers fans?
All, they all should have been over.
Billy Crystal, yeah. Jordan.
They should have just ended it all right then and there if they lost because they don't deserve to be around anymore because, again, you once lost to the Mavs.
Yeah.
And you're once again no longer going to get into a final conference finals. I don't think, have they ever been to the conference finals? Have they ever been?
Maybe no. I don't think.
I don't think. I'll do a check, but I'm pretty sure they have.
Never been to conference finals.
I don't think they have either.
If they have, they made one. They've never been to the finals before ever in their life. So they needed this. They needed this dub because if without this, it would just not to mention the Lakers losing is a nice that really sort of solidifies it for the Clipper fans. Like, oh, finally for once, we're going farther in the playoffs than y'all have. And we didn't get embarrassed like you guys did.
Now, keep in mind, the Clippers did intentionally lose that last game to duck the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And it ended up paying off for them.
Yeah.
Now, we would have had
seven games.
Yep. It took them seven games, but we were going to have all the jokes.
They've never made it to the conference finals.
Never made it to the conference finals.
They've lost in the semifinals a few times.
That's why I would argue Derek's point that there would be mass suicide and depression for Clippers fans because they're not used to this.
Every year.
They were up 3-1 last year.
At some point in time, you just have to have. Like you have to be oversaturated with the fact of losing, you know? Like, you just can't take it anymore. Like, at some point in time, you're just like, okay, I just don't care anymore.
That's true.
It's either I don't care anymore or I kill myself.
You know,
so
there's no in between?
No in between. If you care a little bit, then you kill yourself.
Okay.
Because that's what, as a Clipper fan, you have to do. Like, it's like Romeo and Juliet action. Like, you die, I die.
Well, they're 0-8 in the conference semifinals.
Well,
so
there you go. Wow.
They're going to be 0-9 soon, but you know.
We're all drinking the poison together.
0-8.
0-8.
Damn.
That's sad.
Since 2012, they've lost four times. So,
damn, another four times.
Yeah, wow. And since 2012,
yikes. Luka, the hell happened to him at the free throw line? He shot 50% in the series, 50% from the free throw stripe. This isn't Shaq we're talking about.
He's white. Like, you're supposed to make those free throws.
Yeah,
like,
right?
As a white guy, like, that's one thing you've got in life is you can make your free throws. Like, I can always count on the white guy getting up the free throw. Like, okay, he's making his free throws at least, you know? But no.
Yeah, how many
you don't
times
even have that.
How many times has there been a technical foul and they called J.J. Redick in off the bench to come shoot the
technical foul right now?
Yeah.
All the time.
That's one thing we have, and you don't even have – you can't even do that, Luca. Like, all right, you're out, man. You're
out. Yeah. Way to just poop all over your white privilege,
Luca. Yeah, dude. Come on, man. You have it all given to you, and you can't even make 15 feet, no hands in your face.
Yep.
But, I mean, he still dropped for 46 last game.
Oh, no, he went off.
Yeah, he balled out.
But, you know, if he did a little bit more on the free throw line, he could have been a little bit better.
You would have had over 50.
Yeah, and if you were watching the series, you just saw him – be super aggressive in games 1 and 2. And he struggled with his free throws then, but it just seemed to really get into his head. And it changed his whole game. He stopped attacking, looking for the contact. And again, he had 46, but, you know, that 46 could have been, you know, 56, 60 had he been looking to draw contact. But he was avoiding it in the last few games there. All right. Your Lakers are out, boys. Now, I know Derek is going to be pretty indifferent about it until LeBron moves on. I don't know how you feel about the brow.
I mean, he's sad, too.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing special about
they're
him.
They're both sad.
He's a lackluster personality, and he's like got the most softest body ever.
Yeah.
You know? Like, play through a little paint, my
Charles
man.
Barkley, I did like his nickname for him, Street Clothes.
That's
pretty
solid. That's
awesome.
So, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at 3 years into the LeBron experience. One title run, missed the playoffs the first year, won the title, and then you're out in the first round. You obviously need to do some things this offseason, but, you know, you did get the chips, so it's like, was it worth it? I got to say, yeah, right?
Sort of, but last year really didn't count because of the pandemic.
I mean, it does, though, because every team had to go to the bubble that you faced, you know?
I guess
every team
was in the
had
same
the same conditions.
Playing field.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just was different, though. I mean, I think we should blow up our team again.
You Lakers fans are impossible to please. You know that? It's unbelievable.
I mean, the only thing they can do is resurrect Kobe Bryant from the grave.
That's the only thing.
And then
that championship would not mean anything.
No, that's the only way.
Kobe comes back from the dead and wins. That's, what are you talking about? That means everything. Like, that would just give Laker fans, like, more fodder for the fire.
Yeah, but then you'd have to bring back, like, Will Bynum and, like, Shannon Brown and, like, win with that squad, you know?
Shannon Brown. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Will Bynum was never on our team.
Andrew Bynum.
Andrew, thank you.
Andrew Bynum.
Yeah. Wow. I'll say, thank you. Right, yes.
Andrew Bynum, yeah, I don't, I'm not going to talk about him because he ruined his whole life, so.
Did he? I mean,
he was a baller, and then all of a sudden he got hurt. And then he went bowling.
Didn't he date a Kardashian? That's what ruined his career?
No, that was Lamar Odom.
Oh, that's right.
Dude was like caught in L.A. Parking in handicap spots.
Yeah, he was that person.
Andrew Bynum.
There's a special place in hell for you.
Yeah.
I remember I was fortunate enough to see a Lakers-Warriors game courtside in Oakland. And I remember just seeing Andrew Bynum warm up, and I'm like, oh, Kobe hates this dude. He was just goofy. He seemed not to care. When they're warming up, he's like trying to go between the legs and dunk and like missing drastically because he wasn't an athlete like that. And you could just tell Kobe had to have hated that dude. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was never a fan of him.
Probably most of his teammates Kobe hated.
Yeah.
More than half of them.
He definitely hated his teammates.
He's all, if, I agree. If you're not going to show up and practice, dude, just leave. Leave right now.
I mean, his standards were too high, you know?
Yeah. And called him soft as Charmin. <There
you go. laughs> Charmin soft.
Yeah, Charmin soft. That's Charmin right. Soft. I put this in the rundown, but are we all dumb for not thinking that it's a wrap and the Nets are just going to win the championship?
I mean, the Nets versus Milwaukee, I think, is going to be an actual series.
Yeah, except for right now, the Nets are blowing them out.
Again?
Yeah, hold on. It's 65 Nets, 41 and a half.
Okay, maybe not that.
24.
Well, this is, again, coming from somebody who doesn't watch the game. So, yeah, I have no idea what
I'm talking
about.
It should have been a great series because, you know, the Bucks just swept Miami with these.
Yeah.
And the Nets are balling without Harden.
Yep.
So we'll see. It seems like they might get swept.
It seems like a foregone conclusion to me at this point.
But the Nets should win the whole thing. If they don't, it's going to be an epic failure. I don't care if this is their first time, them all together. So we'll see.
Yeah. Did you have something?
I mean, the only thing that I have really isn't relevant to what you guys are saying. But, I mean, there's only three teams that actually have a championship of the eight that are remaining in the playoffs right now. And that was the Sixers. The last championship they had was in 83, Hawks in 58. And Bucks in 71. The Nets have never had one. Suns, Clippers, Nuggets, and Jazz have never had one.
Oh, wow.
Of those five, who do you think has the best chance of actually getting that first chip?
The Nets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Outside of that, sorry.
Either the Nets or the Sixers with the healthy Embiid.
No. First one. They've already had one. So I guess in the West, it would be any of the four teams. Because the Nets, we've already said foregone conclusion, but...
So no one in the West has won a chip.
No one in the West has won a chip yet.
I'd probably say Denver.
I'd go Phoenix. I just don't think, as great as Jokic has been this year, they don't have another dynamic scorer. I mean, Aaron Gordon's decent. Michael Porter Jr. is a good player, but you don't have someone else in crunch time who could get it done.
No way. He's injured, isn't he, Donovan Mitchell?
Plus, they don't have that Bonnie moment.
No, he's on the Jazz. You're talking about...
Oh.
What's his name?
Oh, I'm forgetting. I was thinking Donovan Mitchell. I'm like, that's not right.
Either way, no one cares.
All right.
The same point is, the Denver Nuggets don't have that team bonding experience that the Phoenix Sun does of all getting slurped up by the one girl, you know?
That's true. They did not all invite an Instagram model to take care of them all.
Little train gang action. They don't have that action.
Yuck.
You know?
Yeah.
So the Suns got that.
Yep.
They're bonded for life.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Chris Paul wasn't there for it.
Oh, well... Well, you know what? Everyone else does, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Devin Booker was there. That's what needed it most.
Yeah, that's true. Let's move on. We could get into some more hoops later, but we've spent way too much time talking hoops right now. The big news in the NFL world over the weekend, Julio Jones goes to the Tennessee Titans.
That sucks.
And it was for, what, a third and a future fourth
A second and a fourth.
Why did the Niners do that?
Right, dude, that's what I'm saying.
Why wouldn't anybody do that?
Exactly.
Like, why wouldn't anybody want a second and a fourth for Julio? Yeah. Like, it seems like anybody should take that deal.
God damn.
I mean, I would have thrown 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'll throw it in first.
I'll give you a first for Julio.
Yeah, especially with the Niners. We're going to be, you know, in 25 to 30 range, hopefully at the end.
Like, if you were a team that's, like, slightly on the cusp or at least thinking that you have a legitimate chance of winning one, you should have gone for him.
Yeah, like, everyone should have. Everything.
Everyone, yeah.
What do you guys want? We'll give it to you.
If you think this could be your year, right now. Yeah. The 90-year-old virgins over in Detroit, you should have gone for it, too. You might not have a chance of winning, but you should have given your all a chance.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously he's an older player, but he's still a game breaker.
He's still a freak of nature,
right? Yeah.
He's still, he's what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah.
Maybe around there with the wingspan of God knows
how. And he's still quick as hell. I mean, the guy is for sure a top five receiver in the game.
Oh, 100%.
And anyone who wouldn't, like I said, if you're just slightly on the cusp and you... He's going to be a fantastic addition to any team
he's
he goes
gonna
to.
He's going to have two DBs and a safety on him every game, every play.
Well, they can't even do that because they have A.J. Brown who balls
out.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. So he's gonna get some looks.
And you have to load up the box against Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
so that's a real problem.
Scary
Titans definitely went up in the world. It's going to be a fun squad. Unfortunately, they have... Tannehill.
No, I mean, he's not a bad quarterback.
He's a good quarterback.
He's a decent quarterback.
I would not pick him as my quarterback if I had
I would never have him as like a franchise quarterback.
Second option right there.
No, there's no. That is a second option. Come on.
I'll put him as a wide receiver. Okay, where he naturally fits, okay?
Texas A&M for you.
Tannehill reminds me of Alex Smith 2.0.
You just don't like Alex Smith.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
I never did.
That hurts me inside.
I don't know why it would.
Because you're a Niner fan, dude. You have to roll with our guy at that certain time.
And he was good for you guys. I don't know why you
hate him. He was good. I love him. He just got screwed.
He was so limited offensively.
Well, we had no one on our team ever.
If I need someone to throw it out on third and four instead of maybe taking a sack or throwing it down the field, hey, and just punt and play it safe, Alex Smith is your guy. It's not how I want to play football.
I'm still saying.
Guy's played in a lot more playoff games than most quarterbacks in the world.
And his record is up there.
I would say, his winning percentage is pretty up there, bro.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Want to look at it?
I'm going to look this one up. I don't think it's really up there. I think it's winning percentage of over 500.
Yeah, it's way up there.
I'm going to say way up.
His playoff?
No, overall win.
I think he had more losing seasons than he had winning seasons.
Hold on, wait for this.
I don't think you're right. I do not think you're right about that.
Okay, that's actually not a bad record. 99-67-1
There you go.
See?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did he have more winning seasons?
Give me a second.
All right, I'll
Too many questions. Yeah, too many questions.
He had his San Francisco runs right there. So, yeah, the dude's been...
I'm going to give you a minute, but I don't.
We just proved you wrong, bro. What are you talking about?
He had a winning overall record, but did he have more winning seasons and losing ones?
I mean, he only had seven technically. He had the 5-1 with Washington this past year, so seven winning seasons.
In 14 years.
So basically half his career was winning. After that, it was subpar or
losing.
Oh, he
was the Jeff Fisher of quarterbacks.
Basically.
Fitty.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I mean, he had still a winning record at the end of it all, but he was 50% winning.
Yeah.
50% you gotta get to those 99 wins some way, okay?
that's a lot of wins.
I mean, at least he's not Eli Manning where he's even. What a straight champion?
A two-time champion?
No, his record is straight even. He's a 500 quarterback with... two championships. Congratulations.
Yes.
But you're still a 500 quarterback.
Eli had some stellar defenses around him.
Yeah.
Like a Hall of Fame defensive line on those damn teams. And running game, everything. So
He had support.
Alex Smith had one. I would take Alex Smith over Eli any day.
And then at the end of his career, before he got traded,
Vernon Davis finally
had his defensive...
Patrick Willis.
Near the end.
And then you swapped him out for Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And then we lost.
Kaepernick got a little shine with all of that with that defense.
Kaepernick was way more dynamic.
He could run. That's all he could do, really.
He had a little bit of extra legs on him.
That's all he had.
There's a reason why he's not in the league today.
He threw 425 yards against Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm not going to get
into
that.
Such an overrated quarterback, man. Kaepernick is not.
He's not in the league today because he took a knee.
And he was a crappy quarterback. Yeah. The dude was not crappy.
Let's look at the record here, all right? He's under 500 at 28-30.
He only had
one winning record in 2013, a 2-4 record, all right? He went 8-8, 2-6, and then 1-10. I don't want to hear he's a winning quarterback.
Yeah, he was
there. He had one winning season. He was more dynamic.
He can take a knee all he wants. He wouldn't be in the league anyway right now.
He was great for that season.
He's a good backup quarterback.
He was great for two seasons.
And then
he did really well in the playoffs, when Alex Smith got hurt. He came back, did really well, took him to the playoffs again, and then did nothing after that.
And took a knee and became a name.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's it. He still would be out of the league without it. With knee
he balled.
Not,
he balled.
For two seasons.
He balled when
okay,
he balled.
There's a lot of people who could ball
two
for
of the most
season.
Dynamic seasons you've ever seen in your
no
life.
No championships.
We didn't
though.
Win anything, so yeah. We can't brag too much. But we did have two great years.
His now. Last season, which was a trash season with more, the not a lot more, around him, yeah. He was
that,
still
that was
had
Alex
over
Smith.
96.
Like Alex yeah.
Wait, hold up.
Right there.
Let's look at the season before that, that trash season that you're talking about. He played 8 games. Had 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in those games.
What did he do the next season?
And that was a trash season. He went 1-10. He had 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I mean,
pretty sure that was the year that Harbaugh got fired.
16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Yeah. But, okay, congratulations. You got 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Your win-loss record is still garbage.
Because we were terrible.
Oh, so that's
just.
Yeah. So Alex Smith at least had more winning seasons. With a more terrible team.
I don't agree.
Oh my God. Well, you are wrong.
Yeah. Alex Smith was not a good quarterback.
Neither was Colin Kaepernick.
Both of them were awful. Both of them were.
You know what? I'm leaving, dude. I can't do this.
Alex Smith was not a good quarterback.
Okay, Shaq.
He's better than Colin
Calm
Kaepernick.
Down. Calm down.
He was not better than Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, he was.
That's why he got replaced.
Did he know? No, he got replaced because of the hype. The hype. He took him to the Super Bowl and did nothing in the Super Bowl, and that's why. Because he got him to the Super Bowl after, what, 2 games in the playoffs? He had a spectacular...
After wrecking shop in the playoffs.
No, he had a great game against the Packers. I was at that game. I was like, all right, impressive. I still didn't think that Alex Smith should have been traded for that.
You ride one game way too hard out there for this.
Yeah.
This guy has nothing else from that.
He had a great game. We can't
tell. He had 140-some-odd yards rushing. Yeah, yeah. That hurt.
Dude was a baller, and he was better than Alex Smith.
One game. Other than that right now, Colin Kaepernick was an ass quarterback.
Do you have a Super Bowl from it?
No.
There you go. There's your answer right there.
How many seasons did we get with Alex Smith?
Dude, but you're going back on what you're saying, that he was on a bad team. He was on a bad team for half his career with the Niners. We had no one.
About the same amount of seasons, maybe like 1 or 2 more seasons than Kaepernick.
Yeah, but it took him a long time to develop.
Cap started for 2 seasons, though.
No, he didn't. No,
yeah, he did.
Like a season and a quarter.
1, 2, 3, 4. 4 seasons.
As a starter?
As a starter.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, injury and just garbage in the last 2.
What a random argument. Who thought we were going to get it to the Alex Smith call?
Yeah,
Kaepernick
that was my
debate.
Bad. I'm sorry.
Injured, then garbage. He had 2 seasons where he started, and then injury, and then garbage.
Sounds like Colin
so
Kaepernick.
4 seasons where he started as a quarterback.
He was a solid quarterback. He was more dynamic than Alex Smith.
Dude, I'll take Teddy Bridgewater over Colin
Kaepernick.
Hold up.
Time out.
Is Alex Smith? He's just hold up. He's
exactly.
The black Alex Smith.
Better than Colin Kaepernick. Oh,
time out. Statman Dad has spoken. He said Alex Smith over Kaepernick. All day long.
Let's go.
Statman Dad has spoken.
His way is good.
I can't argue Statman Dad. That's the only thing. That's the only person I will listen to on this argument. Y'all just don't like Kaepernick because he took a knee.
Oh,
yeah, you guys.
The only reason why you like Kaepernick is because he took a knee.
I loved Cap before that.
Because he took a knee.
Before he took a knee.
And then you're like, yeah, he took a knee. That's all he ever did for his. Same. That's only ever Kaepernick ever did good in his career was take a knee. Made a name for himself that way.
And destroy the NFL.
And got himself paid.
Yeah, good for him.
So don't tell me he didn't destroy anything. The NFL is still here right now. Only thing Colin Kaepernick ever did to make a name for himself.
No, I meant destroyed it in a good way because everyone had to adjust the defense to stop the RPO.
That wasn't him.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't him.
He was
him
the first
that
one
did.
To ever run.
Yeah.
He was the
that
first
was not
one to
run.
Everyone
oh,
run. I'm sorry. Michael Vick. Michael Vick, are you kidding me right now?
Russell Wilson
right
you're
now.
Not
Patrick
right
Mahomes
now.
Right
oh
now.
Oh my gosh.
It Duff, wasn't, he wasn't the first one.
Riding
guys,
Colin Kaepernick.
Guys, name a quarterback who has had put up more rushing yards in a single game in an NFL playoff game. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'll
you got one little.
Yeah, you got one game. You got one game
stat
I'll
to
wait.
Go off of right now.
I'll wait.
How many Super Bowls has
I'll
Colin Kaepernick played in? One and lost one, okay? There are so many quarterbacks you can name with that exact same stat. Cam Newton being one of them.
Yes.
I'll take Cam over Colin.
I would too.
Yeah.
Because Cam was actually dynamic. Colin took a knee. Cam stood up there and threw.
moving on.
This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Revisiting arguments from 2012 today.
Air fist bump, bro. Air fist bump. I'm not going to give you a fist bump right now.
No, I'd never want one from you again. Alex Smith fan. Alex Smith was a joke.
I got like four jerseys in my closet.
Colin was a bigger one.
I'm going to wear my Alex Smith jersey next show.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, do we have a sponsor?
Can I get to it?
Well, I was trying to help you. Get you there.
Talking About Practice is made possible by all you Alex Smith fans out there.
Let's go.
And by Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers, and Colin Kaepernick. All right, I made that last part up. But I'm sure they do because they're probably good people. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at jeeptrailprint.com. Appreciate y'all listening to us here. Jerome, Derek, Rudy, and Statman Brad in the building. Also want to give a shout-out to one more sponsor.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by Rough and Ready Lotion. When I need my hands to look like they've been working all day, Rough and Ready Lotion's what I use. Trade out those silky smooth hands for cracks and calluses. With your Rough and Ready hands, you'll be able to tell the story of a working man or woman without the actual work. When your hands are smooth, Rough and Ready is what I use. Rough and Ready Lotion. Hands for the non-working man or woman. Do not apply to the general region.
Important caveats in all of those.
Yeah, that is important. Yeah. All right. It's time to get you caught up on what's happening in the world. Do you have something?
Yeah, I was going to say, can I say a stat real quick? Yeah, so you talked about the stat about rushing yards for QBs. Lamar Jackson did it twice, 143 and 136. I mean, Kaepernick did have the 180, 181, but I mean...
Oh, the greatest of all time? Yeah,
yeah, no, that's but... just
it. But other than that...
Jackson did it twice.
Yeah.
Lamar over Colin every day.
Oh, any day that we're just saying.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even argue that one.
All
right. Wow.
Cap over Alex Smith.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Oh, man. Justice is served! Thank you, Jesus, right now. Over in the Smoky Mountains, park rangers are finally catching up to the unbeknownst phenomenon I'm coming across with, that people want to start feeding wildlife. That's right, they're finally cracking down on a crime I have been coming after for years right now.
That's right.
Those of you who listen to me know that I hate when you try to interact with wildlife in an unprofessional fashion. And when I say unprofessional, trying to take a picture with them too close, trying to feed them. Stop doing it! And the rangers over in Smoky Mountains are realizing my cause and finally putting a little effort behind my words right now. Now, I hate the way the stories frame this tourist right here. It starts off by saying, the story I read up, it says, a well-meaning tourist is facing federal fines and possible jail time after getting caught feeding peanut butter to a bear in the Great Smoky Mountains. Now, the reason why I have a problem with that is it's a well-meaning tourist. That tourist is not well-meaning. That tourist is a self inconsiderate, see you next Tuesday.
Way to save yourself.
That doesn't deserve to be on this planet anymore. Why? Because they are brutalizing the planet in a certain way that they don't understand. They're ignorant to the fact. Stop feeding the wildlife, y'all. Honestly, sweet justice would have been that bear attacking that woman and mauling her to death. That would have been the sweet justice I wanted. You mess with wildlife, they deserve to get you. But like I said, this woman tried to lure a bear out with some peanut butter. I guess, I mean, peanut butter, it's delicious. I would come out for peanut butter, okay? If I'm a bear too, you know, yeah. Now, this fine is actually kind of hefty. $5,000 fine and a 6-month stay in jail.
Damn.
I love it.
Or I hope she gets some peanut butter in certain places. You know what I'm saying now? I don't know what I'm saying there. I don't know.
That sounded very sensual.
It did, but I'm not trying to be sensual with this woman right now. She doesn't deserve sensual. She deserves
her
brutalization.
Height.
Because she tried to feed a bear. Don't ever feed bears, y'all. Leave them alone. Let them be wild. Observe them from a distance.
Exactly.
So finally, I'm just want to give a shout out to the park rangers over at the Smoky Mountains for finally going after the real perpetrators in the world right now. The ones that are really trying to harm the society around us. The ones that try to feed the wildlife. Leave the bears alone. Okay, they
or don't. You know, there's some good video after that.
I will say either way. Either way,
I'm in for more maulings.
If you're not gonna feed the bear, like go up really close to the bear and like
try and take a picture, a little selfie,
Selfie with the bear, arm around it. If you're gonna do that, okay, that's what I would advise. I like where you're going with that, Brad. Thank you.
I gotta say, my favorite ones are the bisons that attack people because everyone's like, oh, those are harmless. Nah, yeah, they got horns and they're gonna take you out.
That's like 2 tons of flesh coming at you right there.
They also have generational instinctual knowledge. Of the fact that we almost wiped them off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
They hate us.
And they really hate humans.
They're like, yo, I know what you did to my great granddaddy. Okay?
Did you see the video of that kid that got just bucked?
Ooh.
Yeah, a kid was like sitting right there. Bison charged.
Hi, Wyland.
And just got yeeted into the air.
If you can send it to me, please.
I will.
So.
It's
going to
be a good one. We'll put it on TVP maybe.
Slash my week, slash my month, slash my year, slash my life.
And please don't ever say yeeted on the show again. Thank you. Appreciate it. This ain't a TikTok, okay?
It can be, though.
I'm sorry. I'm just old, and I'm really upset about this Alex Smith conversation.
Back to the news!
Still a little salty out there. It's okay. We'll keep it going. Next story. Like I said, stop feeding the wildlife, y'all. They're wild. You're not.
That's a good
You're domesticated,
point.
Okay?
That is like, a great point.
I mean, they are trying to wild out, so...
Damn.
He's back.
He is back,
I'm going to need you to yeet yourself out of here. All right. Now, I should have ended on that story because that one's fun and endearing in a certain way, especially for me. But this one, I kind of ended it wrong. Don't hold it against me, y'all. But this is still a funny story that needs your attention. And I say funny in a very lighthearted way because a woman did die in this story. So I'm sorry for that. But... what happened, how she died, you got to see the comedy in it. So over in Pakistan, a woman goes in to have a unpronounced procedure. No, it was not disclosed as what the procedure she has. Apparently, when she had that procedure done, it was performed by an ex-security guard that used to work at said hospital. That ex-security guard is not a doctor and is not licensed to actually perform said surgery.
Oh, my God.
Because in Pakistan, when you get a surgery done, you pay that doctor directly after that procedure.
Oh.
So that guy had a little scam going at said hospital where he was performing procedures on people and getting paid directly. And also got paid twice after that procedure to go over to dress the wounds after they had been performed. And he gone over to this woman's house to dress her wounds twice after it. Now, after the second time came over, she was still experiencing tremendous amount of pain. And had to go back to the hospital where she was unfortunately able to recover from her wounds. Where they did find out that the guy who actually performed her first surgery, not an actual doctor.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now, the hospital did come up and say the hospital is very vast and it's hard to keep track of doctors and what they do. Which I think, that's hogwash right there. What do you mean? You don't have track of all your doctors that are happening in the hospital?
Charts or anything going
Something.
On?
Something. Yeah. Bare minimum right now. You would think the bare necessities would be needed just to keep the doctors on force, but apparently not. So if you are someone who wants to be a doctor but doesn't have that doctor's license, head over to Pakistan where you too could perform some high-stakes procedures on people without the actual licensing. I don't recommend that at all. If you want to get an actual procedure done, I wouldn't go to Pakistan. Yeah. I'd probably stick here in the United States. We usually are pretty good at keeping track of that stuff.
Yeah.
Just saying. You got something?
Yeah, I was going to say, after you're done, we're going to go to Aaron, but...
Okay.
So Jen found the video. She has that video of the bison.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to look at that as Aaron comes on the board. That being said, that's the news, y'all. Care for you get your procedures done, and don't feed the wildlife.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that, Derek. Every week, we bring the MVP of the show on, and that is our foreign correspondent. She helps us out in areas, and she pays attention to the sports we don't necessarily, we're not covering as much on here. So she shines a light on things. So, Aaron, naturally, we start with the first question. Kaepernick or Alex Smith?
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm an Alex Smith fan. Never got a fair chance.
That's like someone trying to deny science right now. I feel like you are the science denier. And we are all right there.
I think there's like two things at play. You're like, Alex Smith never got a fair chance, but neither did Cap.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair.
You're just trying to say that to cover up the fact that Colin Kaepernick was trash, I feel, by saying he didn't have a fair chance.
No. He didn't play that long.
That's true. You
know, he played long enough to figure out if he was trash or not. Trash.
They kneecapped him too soon, I think. I don't think he would have been one of the greatest, but...
He was a solid backup.
Anyway,
you brought it up again, okay? Yeah. You want to keep down this rabbit hole.
The best playoffs are currently going on, and that is the Stanley Cup playoffs. So let's start there. Aaron, your Avalanche are currently tied 2-2, are they not?
They sure are, which is a little bit disappointing because I was kind of hoping that they would destroy the Golden Knights. But the Knights are a pretty good team, and they've been pretty exciting games. And by exciting, I mean high scoring, which I know is sort of, you know, not a popular opinion when it comes to hockey, but... high-scoring game, lots of goals scored, and I'm really hopeful that they're going to beat the Golden Knights.
Hmm. Well, good luck to you.
You guys are 2-2, right? And you guys are playing tomorrow is the Game 5, is correct?
That is correct.
I mean, those are the two best teams in the playoffs right now, the Avalanche and the Golden Knights. They were the perennial favorites, I think, as playoffs went into...
Coming out of the West.
Yeah, coming
correct.
Out of the West, both of those two teams. So this is kind of like this is the heavy hitters right now. So if you're looking for that good hockey, that good hockey, that's the one to be watching.
Absolutely.
Right now.
This is it. But all the other series have been good. The Islanders and the Bruins game just finished up, and that game was 5-2, or 5-4. And then on Saturday... The Hurricane versus the Lightning, 10 goals scored total. Like, that's unheard of. 10 goals scored? That was an exciting game, too.
That's pretty wild. So who do you have winning it all, Aaron?
You know what? I'm going to be realistic here, and I'm going to go with the Lightning. They didn't have a great playoff last year, but it was really a strange year. And they've been looking great, and you know, Florida's just on fire this year, so I'm just gonna go with the Florida team.
All right, that's fair enough. All right, so now I did want to ask you, because I know you watched the fight between Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. I did not, so can you catch
good
us
call.
That's kind of what I thought. Can you catch us up to speed? Give us your impression of the entire spectacle as a whole, and then kind of, if you could, break down what you saw in the fight.
The funny part was it didn't end up being much of a spectacle. Like, leading up to it, you know, they were trolling each other, talking trash on the internet. You were expecting, like, crazy stuff to happen. And I think the craziest thing that happened was that Logan Paul was wearing a Charizard Pokemon card around his neck,
yeah.
And it was like, let's not bring this back, guys. This is embarrassing. Like a lot of these other big fights that have happened, there have been, you know, huge names. Like, Snoop has been there, Justin Bieber has been there. There was none of that. There was no, like, big performance, you know, in between. Migos was there, and they came out before Mayweather did. But other than that, it was kind of boring. And then it felt really perfect because the fight ended up being pretty boring. You know, Mayweather did what he does best. You know, he plays a lot of defense. He does his best not to get hit. And Paul came out swinging. You know, he threw some big punches, and he missed a lot. I mean, he landed a few punches. But, you know, Mayweather knew that he had nothing to prove. He didn't really need to do anything other than come out of the fight not getting knocked out. And that's not hard for him, because even though he's older, he's in his 40s, it's easy for him to miss getting hit. And he landed a few big punches. You know, Paul had some good bruises today, but it kind of just ended up being a big hug fest. And if you didn't watch it, I would say you saved money. It's not money wasted.
That's excellent news for me, who did not watch it. So,
yeah,
I appreciate that. Now that Logan Paul has fought Mayweather, who else is out there? Do you think he can just keep doing this? Like, he's kind of made a name for himself, much the same way Mayweather did, right? Because Mayweather used to be Pretty Boy Floyd, and until he made that hill turn and everyone hated him once he became Money Mayweather, that's when people started tuning in to see him get knocked out. So do you see this as being a sustainable source of income for Logan Paul moving forward?
I mean, maybe, but, you know, he's fighting Tyson Woodley in August, I think. I think they signed contracts for that. But until he starts fighting real fighters, I just, you know, these are going to get old pretty soon. You know, Mayweather, if we had seen a knockout, I would say, yeah, this could continue indefinitely until he decided that he didn't want to do it. But it wasn't a real fight. You know, I would say he came out the winner because mad props to this kid who's a YouTuber and got Mayweather to go in the ring with him, but it's not a real boxing fight, you know?
Yeah, it didn't count for anything.
Yeah, it counted for nothing other than, you know, some internet fame.
I mean, it counted for like $10 million that each of them got paid, or whatever they got paid.
Yeah, right.
So, you know,
Matt got money. Both of them.
Yeah,
they made a lot of money, but this is, he's made, I think, no strides in the real boxing world. I don't, if he really wants to be a real boxer, then he's got to get into one of these, you know, boxing leagues.
It sounds like he doesn't want to do that because he wants to continue to make money. You're not going to make money on the lowest of the low of the boxing totem, you know? So if you want to actually make it, you kind of have to go to the bottom of the totem pole and you work your way up.
Yeah.
It sounds like he doesn't want to do that. He just wants to fight people for the money. And
I think his thing is, I want to be an entertainer. Yeah. He doesn't really want to be a boxer.
That's fair. But he's making his
fine.
Money, so,
yeah. It's not a boxer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Touche.
You got anything for us on the way out, Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone saw, but over the weekend, John Rahm was up by 6 strokes on Saturday.
Dude.
Homie tested positive for the Rona.
Wow.
Whoa. So,
the biggest BS ever.
If any sport can separate one athlete away from everybody else, I feel like golf is the one. You start him out in the first little group by himself, give him 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, there should
he'll
be,
run through it.
You're automatically distanced in golf.
Yeah.
It's naturally that way. Not to mention, he's socially distanced from that group already. Six up on them, okay? Like,
yeah,
he was already up on the people.
He was cruising.
Six up on them, and you have to get taken out of the tournament. That's a million-plus dollars you're not getting out of right there. You
and
just lost out.
Didn't Cantley only, like, what, get a minus 14 or 15 to win it?
Yeah.
Minus 13, and he won in a playoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that that was the winner, and they didn't eclipse the minus 18, and then Cantley got all excited. It's like, no, you didn't win. No. You got lucky.
Yeah.
So that's a
I think Cantley gave Rahm the Rona. That's my conspiracy theory.
Hey, it's a good call.
That is a good theory. All right, Aaron, as always, thank you. We will catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later. That was... Can you... Do your job.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Welcome back, Statman Brad.
She hung up quicker than usual.
We want to thank Aaron, as always, for joining us, making our show a lot smarter and a lot more classy. So
that was a great comment, you know? Went slightly to a lot more to... It's very good sentence structure.
Don't you even start with me, okay?
Shall we have a little Alex Smith discussion right now? Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's do it. Yeah. Alex Smith playing with the same season Kaepernick took over. He had a great passer rating of 104.1. Kaepernick's passer rating that same season, 105.9.
Well, let me
he
just say
like four games that year.
Let me just also say career completion percentage.
Yeah,
Alex Smith could actually hit a wide receiver, aka Statman Dad said this one.
Colin Kaepernick could run to that receiver.
Yeah, that's fair.
Faster than Alex Smith.
How about this? How about this, guys? How about...
No compromise.
No, there ain't no
They were both...
I. Okay.
We'll take you know what? I can take the I.
That's fine.
But Smith was better.
Yeah. Just
he was a little more I.
Yeah. In your opinion, he was slightly more I.
Yeah.
But Cap was pretty I. All right. Well, every week we enter the illustrious TBP Hall of Fame.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, the TBP Hall of Fame. Each week we nominate something pretty ridiculous, or we pander to you guys, and it's something that everyone wants. And this week is no different. We're going to do the same. I'm the defending champion.
You won?
Yeah.
Yeah, three-day weekend beat out the beach, man.
I nominated three-day weekend during a three-day weekend. Yeah. Come on, guys. Yeah. Genius. I don't say so myself. It's like the three times Moms was nominated and didn't win until it was Mother's Day, and you forgot to put it, and so...
I took that dub.
Yeah.
You did.
Shouts to Derek. Yeah. So I got to go last, so who wants to go first?
I'll start off first, because I haven't talked about her this entire show, even though she deserves all hour-long program. She deserves our praise, our adulations, all of the above. Simone Biles, okay? That woman is spectacular. Wow. I love her to death. She's my woman, even though she's not. She will be. She will never be. But she is once again the United States gymnastics champion. She's just spectacular. So Simone Biles, she's my nomination to the TBP Hall of Fame.
And then she tied the most U.S. champions.
Yeah, seven times.
And I could see her doing an eighth. She is that athletic.
She is amazing.
Yeah, she's
the way
insane.
She is, like, I'm not one that's like, that used to love gymnastics. I used to hate it growing up. But like, as you get older, you like realize the actual skill and strength that these ladies have,
that's
and
insane.
Gentlemen that do it. But but either way, when she's on that balance beam, it's like, how? How do you do that right now? It's spectacular watching Simone Biles doing whatever she's doing on the gymnastics floor.
Mm-hmm.
So she's my nomination.
Yeah. Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. There might have been a few weeks that you guys might have done this, and I just didn't hear about it. But, you know, I'm going to try this one. Downtown Chico. Has it been? No, okay. No, hasn't been done. All right, perfect. Okay. Yeah, Downtown Chico. Downtown great Chico. Food around here. Great bar establishments.
Try a little like overarching theme to try to get some points I got.
Yeah, really. And great pandering. Yeah. Good job.
You know what? I'm going for it.
Yeah. Hey, that's smart.
You need a dub.
Yeah. Rudy?
It's been
a
while.
My favorite type of ice cream. Chocolate chip cookie dough ice
cream. Chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's a decent one.
Okay. I love chocolate chip cookie dough over any other ice cream.
Really? That's your favorite?
Yeah.
That's your
go-to? Go-to every time.
All right.
Well, guys, I'm going on vacation later this week, and so I'm going to say this in the douchiest possible way. My nomination, catching flights, not feelings.
What's up, baby?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Right. That is pretty douchey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because you're catching flights with your feelings.
Yeah.
You
are, with all your feelings.
You caught them all. Yeah.
All the feelings have been caught, and now we're catching a flight together.
So, I like it, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We don't have time to really get into foot and mouth or an F1 update. Are you going to give the people foot and mouth?
Yeah, we'll have a foot and mouth this week now. There's a lot to get into. But do got to give a quick little shout out for the F1 world.
Yep.
Crazy time right now.
Insane.
Pirelli tire makers are in the hot water right now. Shouts to Checo Perez getting his first dub for the Red Bull. And Lewis Hamilton, who really mucked it up at the last two laps in that restart. It was just a spectacular Baku Grand Prix. If you have a chance to watch some of the replays or any of the highlights, I would recommend to do so. A lot of action happened, especially in the end of it. It's a spectacular race. F1. It's not disappointing. Every single week. Every single week it brings it.
Yep.
The drama is palpable.
Yeah, F1's been awesome. You have something for us?
Yeah, we were talking about it at Frankie's the other day. We got a foundation for Chico State Athletics. Yeah. That happens every year. It's with my family. Actually, it's the Burton Feingold Scholarship Foundation. It was established back in 2006. My grandpa was a legendary Chico State Athletics equipment technician. This scholarship goes to three outstanding Chico State student athletes, one basketball, one volleyball, and baseball. Each recipient receives about $1,000 in scholarships per semester for them.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Usually it's over at your guys' Fifth Street Steakhouse. This year it's over at Frankie's. They have a $50 donation per guest.
When is this?
When they attend. It's going to be June 16th on Wednesday.
Okay.
But if you can't make it, you guys can actually message me on FO Sports 93, or you can message talking about practice, and we'll hook you guys up with the information so you guys can donate and help out student athletes in Chico. It'd be great.
That's super cool.
It's something close and near and dear to my heart and also for my family, so.
No doubt, 100%.
No, that's great. Make sure you go support that. That is for a good cause and helping these student athletes out. Mm-hmm. That's awesome, man. So, we'll post something about that on our Instagram, too. So, all right, that's going to do it for us. I had some grinds in my gears. All I could say is stop grunting at the gym. Just relax, okay? I hate you guys.
There are a couple times where I have to let out like a mic when I'm doing a lift because like, there's a lot
of... A little one!